You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. You know, one of the things that we've done this year so far is we've started to bring through some of the CIDs, the Community Improvement Districts, through the show. 27, I believe, there are around Metro Atlanta. And so we have a lot of cool people to talk to doing some interesting work that I think our community needs to do a better job of really and truly understanding the positive benefit that these districts have with our community. So I've been enjoying these conversations, and I suspect we have several more down the road. So let's get to it. Today, we're joined by Joe Allen. He is the executive director of the Gwinnett Place Community Improvement District, or what we call CIDs. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you, and good morning.
Good morning to you. It's good to have you. I know you're a busy fella, so I appreciate you making time to swing by and join us. Before we get into our conversation around Gwinnett Place CID, take a quick second, tell us a bit about you and your background.
Well, I was raised in Gwinnett County. Went to elementary school, middle school, high school there. Went on to undergraduate at Mercer University, so go Bears. Then graduate studies at Georgia State University. I'm married to Melanie, who's a registered nurse, and we have two kids.
Outstanding.
Wow, that's quite the resume there. The Gwinnett, then Mercer, where my son's in school. So go
Excellent.
Bears.
Very
and
good.
Have a friend who's a Gwinnett County judge who's a double bear. So there you go. Well, tell us a little bit more about the Gwinnett Place CID. And then, you know, for our listeners who might not remember from one of our former shows what a CID is, dive a little into that as
okay.
well.
Well, CID, it is a self-taxing district where the commercial property owners, not residential or anything like that, but the commercial property owners voluntarily self-tax themselves. They say, we are going to take the future into our hands and we're going to create a pot of funds and then use that to move projects forward that will benefit us, our property, and the general area. Todd, as you mentioned, there are about 27 now in greater Atlanta. There's now 6 in Gwinnett County.
Wow.
We were the second one formed in March of 2005. At the time, I was working with the Chamber of Commerce. The Gwinnett Chamber was very instrumental in, number one, getting the legislation passed, and number two, them making my time available to help form the one there at Gwinnett Place. Right now, we have 244 parcels that are owned by 180 individual property owners, and these property owners are literally all over the world, from local folks to people Australia, Korea, China, and elsewhere that own property in that area. Our vision is for Gwinnett Place to be the model for an internationally diverse, livable urban community. And our mission is to enhance the vitality of Gwinnett's Central Business District, because that area, when it developed in the late 70s, early 1980s, it was the main business district at the time, and it remains so today. And we want to do that by strengthening the area's role as the center for economic and employment activity for Gwinnett County. We sometimes forget that Gwinnett Place, though we do have a mall that struggles, the annual impact last year for the greater Gwinnett Place area was $9.5 billion.
Wow.
Billion, with a B, on the economy of Gwinnett, Metro Atlanta, and the state of Georgia. For us, we have three top priorities. First, like all CIDs, infrastructure investment, to move projects forward, to get projects started, kind of prime the pump so that these projects will move to the top of the list. Second, quality of life initiatives are important to our CID. And for us, we define that as things such as community patrols. We have patrols out 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to midnight, and they're there to be ambassadors, to keep an eye on things, to assist guests that are coming into the area. We also have a crew out 5 days a week, Russell Landscape Group, that maintains the 10 miles of roadway that make up the CID and the two interchanges there at Steve Reynolds and Pleasant Hill. And last year alone, we removed over 45 tons of trash, almost 1,500 illegal signs. And that was just last
Good
year.
Good grief.
Add that to the year before, the year before, and the year before that, it starts to add up into a lot of trash. Because we know that as people have a choice as where they want to spend their shopping dollars, the hospitality dollars. And if they pull into an area that there's graffiti, that there are broken windows, and that area just doesn't look inviting, they're going to move on. And
right.
so for all the hotels in our area and the retailers in our area, we want the area to look clean, safe, and inviting. And then also, we're leading the transformation of the area. As I mentioned, Gwinnett Place opened in 1984. And so that area began to really develop in the late 70s, early 1980s. It was the center of the universe. I mean, that's where I would hang out in high school and college. Mm-hmm. And things have changed a little bit right now, especially with the mall. And we have a lot of aging shopping centers. But those are locations that are ripe for redevelopment. So we're out there all the time pushing incentives for the area, trying to connect those property owners with potential developers to help transform that shopping center that maybe was very successful 20 years ago, is still doing okay right now, but could do so much more if it redevelops into what everyone wants to see in that area. And that's a mixed-use type of development. And so those are kind of the three initiatives that we're focused on as a CID.
So for the benefit of those listening, is there any way you can kind of give us like road boundaries so we can get some sense of where you actually are located?
Sure. We are there around the concentration around Gwinnett Place Mall.
Okay.
And so going north to south on Interstate 85, Steve Reynolds Boulevard up to the old Norcross interchange, and then going east to west on the Duluth side, go to Old Norcross there.
Got it.
On the Lilburn side, go to just slightly past Club Drive.
Got it. All right. Now that gives me a good picture.
Mm-hmm.
So what prominent businesses are in that CID that we should be aware of or probably are aware of?
Well, right. Probably are. Many of them are household names. People like Kaiser Permanente, National DCP. They're the ones, the back end behind all the Dunkin' Donuts across the nation. They literally moved from outside of Boston to the Gwinnett Place area several years ago. And of course, you may have read in the local papers that VI Animal Health had just announced that Gwinnett Place is now their North American headquarters.
Wow.
And they already had a presence there, but adding even more jobs. So again, Gwinnett Place truly is the central business mm-hmm. district for Gwinnett County.
Well, I guess that was a prominent list.
Yeah. Pretty impressive.
And it's just those are just three of 1,900 employers in the area.
Mm-hmm. All right. Joe, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Ty Pennington here for Jackson EMC. Did you know installing LED lighting will reduce your energy bill? On average, LED bulbs use up to 75% less energy than other bulbs. And LED bulbs last longer so you don't have to change them as often. Taking small steps toward energy-efficient living will add value, comfort, and savings to your home. Energy-efficient living is about doing more while consuming less. For more energy-saving tips, visit jacksonemc.com.
All right, and we're back with Joe Allen of the Gwinnett Place Community Improvement District.
Joe, one of the things that y'all shared with us that's kind of a hot ticket item for the Gwinnett Place CID is this upcoming Gwinnett Transit referendum special vote. Tell us when it is and what it is and why it's important.
Well, it will occur on March 19th, so we're coming up on that very, very soon. The CID has been involved with promoting transit for a number of years. We were talking about transit in Gwinnett County when transit wasn't cool. Now transit is cool to talk about in Gwinnett. And we have done numerous studies over the years looking at transit alternatives up and down the 85 corridor. And we're happy to say that many of the ones that we recommended in our studies have now been incorporated into the Connect Gwinnett plan. And that is one of the things that the citizens will be voting on. That is the transit plan, the first transit plan for Gwinnett County. It was adopted by the Board of Commissioners last summer, I think it was last July, and then when they negotiated the agreement with MARTA to help expand transit into Gwinnett, it will be based on that Gwinnett Connect plan that, again, had input and was directed by Gwinnett citizens of this is what we want. And so, basically, the referendum will read, Gwinnett County has executed a contract for the provision of transit service dated as of August the 2nd, 2018. Shall this contract be approved? And if it is, we will see a huge expansion over the next 30 years of transit there in Gwinnett County. Right now, current transit is about 20% of the geographical body. Over time, that will be expanded to about 65% of Gwinnett County will have transit. You'll have linkage to MARTA. We're excited because along the Satellite Boulevard corridor, there will be bus rapid transit, which is basically light rail on rubber tires mm-hmm. in dedicated lanes. And we believe that will help spur that economic redevelopment I was talking about earlier, that will help promote transit-oriented development. And most importantly, it will not only give mobility choice, but it, to me, will attract talent. It will attract jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Gwinnett, by the year 2040, we will be the most populated county in the state of Georgia at almost 1.5 million people. And with that, over 500,000 jobs will call Gwinnett County homes. So we've got to have more than just a roadway network, which is very robust. And the citizens of Gwinnett have been very good at providing the resources for those improvements over the years. But now we believe that transit is the next step in that evolution of Gwinnett County. And though as a CID, we cannot advocate for or against, but we do educate. And that's what we're trying to do right now. We're going out talking to groups, talking to businesses about why Gwinnett needs transit and why this vote is so important to the future of Gwinnett County.
It's really huge. And you may have answered this when you said light rail and bus, but train or no train, or is there a possibility?
Actually, there's the possibility. Actually, what the plan calls for is over time, there will be heavy rail that will connect from the existing Doraville station up to the OFS site there at Jimmy Carter Boulevard. Okay. Gwinnett County, end of last year, purchased, I think it was about 43 acres. That will be the new transit center. And then from there, you will then hop on, you can walk across the platform and hop onto BRT, Bus Rapid Transit, which will then follow the 85 corridor, following Satellite Boulevard through the Gwinnett Place area, ultimately connecting with the Infinite Energy Center there in the Sugarloaf area. And then we have a main station already. The main Gwinnett station is there at Gwinnett Place Mall. And this hub will be even more important with this plan because you'll have not only have that north-south connection with BRT and existing local bus service that will greatly expand over this time period, but also BRT linking Berkeley Lake, Peachtree Corners, through Gwinnett Place, over to Lawrenceville, to the Georgia Gwinnett College campus and others. So it is an amazing plan, again, put together by Gwinnett citizens. This is what they wanted, and that is reflected in the plan. And that's what, assuming it passes, that is the directive that MARTA will be given to implement that plan. My understanding is that's part of the contract, is the Connect Gwinnett plan.
Yeah, that's exciting stuff. And that part of the world is getting more interesting. I mean, we just recently had on the show Assembly, the old GM plan, and what's happening there, which was obviously going to have an impact on Gwinnett County. Hearing you talk about this referendum, and then you mentioned in the top of the show, infrastructure is an important part. I worry that some people get confused by a CID that is, oh, it's another layer of bureaucracy in the government. I say it's absolutely the opposite. It's much nimbler. It's more agile. It is less bureaucratic.
Yes.
And in fact, I always tell people I would look at a CID more as like an advocate or an ombudsman for our initiatives that maybe need a little swifter kick in the pants than what we can expect from what is obviously a slow process from government at all levels.
Yes.
Is that a good way to look at it?
I think it's a good way. We certainly see ourselves as a facilitator, a convener as well, bringing people to the table that have shared interest and working through that, developing a plan and moving that plan forward. And you're right. I don't work for Uncle Sam. I don't work for the state of Georgia or Gwinnett County government or any of the cities. I work for the property owners who are, again, self-taxing themselves. And the good thing about a CID, we have a shelf life of 6 years. After 6 years, if we're not doing our job, if we're not providing a return on investment to our stakeholders, our investors, they have a process they can go through to shut the CID down and say, hey, we gave it the college try, didn't work out, let's try something different.
Yep.
It's very interesting. And you think about taxation and how, businesses are typically trying to avoid additional taxes. And it just shows how important this is to them to create this advocate for business and, kind of doing the right thing for them in the county that they're willing to pay for it. What other types of projects? I mean, some of the projects you shared are pretty exciting, but what are kind of the hot projects for this year for Gwinnett CID?
Well, for this year, we've got a roundabout at Venture Drive and Day Drive that will be under construction this April, May timeframe. An intersection improvement project there at Steve Reynolds and Venture Drive be under construction this spring. Right now, if you go on Pleasant Hill Road, you may encounter some lane closures because we are completing the fifth phase of streetscaping in the area. The area, we have a lot of people that walk in the area. There's a lot of apartments, a lot of hotels in that area. So we've really tried to focus on walkability, making, again, certain that it's attractive, that it's safe, that it's well lit. And so that project's underway from Club Drive over to Old Norcross on Pleasant Hill. We just worked with the county and the state of Georgia that went live end of last year, a new and improved traffic detection and responsive system, because again, you've got about almost 60,000 vehicles a day up and down Pleasant Hill Road. Mm-hmm. So this system senses any changes in the movement, the flow of traffic, and makes adjustments. Let's see, we've got improvements to the CD lane there at Pleasant Hill going up to State Road 316. That will be under construction this spring. Mall Boulevard, we're completing the plans to transform that roadway into a complete street, again, making it more walkable, more inviting to pedestrians. We're working with the county now on preliminary engineering to connect the commercial area to one of our great parks in the area called McDaniel Farm Park. So that work will begin later this year, and then connecting that over to Shorty Howell Park, which is not too far away. And we hope construction for all that will occur in the 2021 timeframe. New sidewalks will soon be under construction at Old Norcross and on Steve Reynolds. And so there's a lot going on. We've completed several intersection projects over the last year: Gwinnett Place Drive, Old Norcross, Sweetwater, Club Drive at Pleasant Hill just last July. And of course, what we're most probably known for and proud of is the Diverging Diamond Interchange there at Pleasant Hill in 85. Mm-hmm. That was the first DDI in Gwinnett, second in Georgia, and that continues to move traffic very, very efficiently through that very congested interchange. So there's a lot of positive things going on.
So, and huge list.
Yes, and many of those would not be there had there not been a CID to be there to advocate, to facilitate, to bring people together to move these projects forward.
So that's it. That's all you got going on.
I've got several studies with probably 100 more projects that we got to continue to work with our friends and partners at Gwinnett County and the state of Georgia.
Well, you just alluded to it, but this rattling off that list of improvements is an example of what these CIDs can mm-hmm. do for even a very defined geography. So very, very, you don't see politicians rattling off that big of a list of stuff that they've accomplished. So it's exciting stuff. All right. Well, Joe, we're going to have you back so you can kind of keep going through the project list. So, but for now, should anyone have any questions of you, how do they find you and where do they learn more about Gwinnett Place CID?
Well, go to visit our website, GwinnettPlaceCID.com. Also, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram. And my office number is 678-924-8171. There's a lot of great things happening in Gwinnett County, number one, but most importantly, in Gwinnett Central Business District in Gwinnett.
Joe Allen, the Executive Director of the Gwinnett Place Community Improvement District. Joe, it's great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you for including.
Our pleasure. All right, well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.